ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 for Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin, found in As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah. We go to the part where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from shakasat al-akhlaq, bad morals and bad ethics. Now, we have to understand and keep in mind that bad morals and bad ethics, it hurts people more than anything. And those who have bad morals and bad ethics are the most hated people in society. Opposite to that are those who have good akhlaq and good morals. Those are loved by everybody around them. It came to the point that the Quran and the words of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they linked good morals and good akhlaq to iman, and bad akhlaq and bad morals to lack of iman, lack of faith, lack of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person has a belief in Allah, and that is strong, not just saying, yes, I am a muwahid, I'm a monotheist, I do submit to Allah, that's one thing. Ash-shahada, to witness that there is no one, no God but Allah, is one thing. To act upon it is another. You can see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, ما يوضع في الميزان يوم القيامة ما يوضع في ميزان امرئ يوم القيامة أفضل من حسن الخلق. Let us take a short break and then we will get back to this hadith.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Before the break, we ended up with the hadith where the Prophet says, مَا يُوضَعْ فِي مِيزَانِ إِمْرِئٍ. There's nothing that can be put on the scales of a person on a day of judgment, أَفْضَلُ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ, better, heavier than good morals. So if you want to make sure that the scales in Day of Judgment are heavier in your side, then akhlaq is your ticket. Akhlaq is your way out. Not reading too much Quran, not paying too much charity, I don't know, not doing too much salah, not spending the entire night in ibadah. No, having akhlaq, do the wajibat, the compulsory action, and have plenty of akhlaq. For akhlaq itself, in most of the narrations that we have from the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam, it says, having good khuluq itself gives you reward constantly. So if you are a person who's known for his good akhlaq, even when you are doing nothing, you are still getting hasanat. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. Even to the point that if you smile, your smile is considered to be sadaqah, a charity which you get paid for. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment, all your life, you had good akhlaq and good manners. So that has been generating a lot of deeds for you constantly, every single second, where compared to ibadah, you only fast once a year, you go to hajj once in a lifetime, and you pray 5 times a day. So compared to every day, your akhlaq weighs much, much more than your ibadah, than your acts of worship. So to make sure that your scales are heavy on the day of judgment, you need to invest in your akhlaq. When a person goes bankrupt in terms of akhlaq in this world, surely he will be more bankrupt in the hereafter. Because akhlaq is what gets a person to heaven, or it could take a person to hell, God forbid. And we can see that most of the time, if not all the time, the Ahlul Bayt heavily concentrate on the notion of akhlaq. Even the Quran itself, only about 550 verses of it is about ibadah, acts of worship, laws. The rest is all different matters. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. And we were saying just before the break that in the Quran, the majority of the verses talks about a person's akhlaq, a person's behavior, rather than ahkam, laws. Laws, we have only 500, 540, 550, you know, verses about laws. While the rest deals with the person himself and how he can fix himself. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he looks at him, he never tells us that he's the best of worshippers. He's the best of the fasters. He's the best of the prayers. No, in fact, he says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ. Surely, you have the greatest, the highest state of morality. So he introduces the Prophet to us based on his akhlaq, not based on his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how strong it is, nor based on his what? Acts of worship. So you see, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, إِنَّمَا بُعُثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to complete or perfect morality. That's the aim of my mission. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said, it's naturally, I know there's a creator. I might deviate from that, but my mind always tells me there is a creator. But in terms of akhlaq, in this completion, and Allah says in the Quran, يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْحِكْمَةِ أو يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, another verse, that the Prophet tries to purify them first before he teaches them the book, which is the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to the soul, when it comes to the person's nafs, it needs to be purified, which means it needs to be cleansed from all moral vices first. When the heart is polluted with all these bad akhlaq and all this hatred and all this animosity and all this darkness in his heart, his ibadah is not going to do him any good, is it? So there is a cleansing process when it comes to akhlaq first. So we need to do that before we move any further. So the importance of akhlaq and making sure we don't have bad akhlaq is vital in a person's life and a person's iman. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musavi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را